USA Radio News.
We are less than 6 hours from President Trump sitting down for that two-hour meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Although Dennis Rodman does not have an official role in the summit, he is in Singapore. Reporters caught up to him a short time ago in the airport.
Trump could have said something different. Kim Jong-un could have said something different, but I think that it's fair to say that both of them want to see where this meeting is going to go. So it should go fairly well, but people should not expect so much for the first time. So open, like I said, the door's open.
By a 5-4 margin, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Ohio's law of purging infrequent voters from registration rolls. Under Ohio's current policy, if a registered voter misses voting for 2 years, they are then sent a registration confirmation notice. If they do not respond, nor do they vote over the next following 4 years, they are then purged from the voting rolls. Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow is up right around 50 points. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
We now know what the B in IHOP stands for. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The International House of Pancakes, as it's been known, tweeted earlier this month that it was changing its name from IHOP to IHOB effective June 11th. And with the date arriving, it turns out it's announced the B stands for burgers. The chain has actually been selling burgers for 6 decades, but now it hopes to offer better burgers, it says. The IHOB marketing ploy revolving around a selection of burgers that might actually draw in customers looking for more than pancakes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said he was sorry for eating at Chick-fil-A because of the chicken company's CEO's personal views on gay marriage. Dorsey tweeted a screenshot of his receipt from Chick-fil-A. He was then given a lot of grief by his Twitter followers, which led to the apology. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The ratings for the Tony Awards were flat this year, with just over 6 million adults between the ages of 18 and 49 watching it last night. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has an idea on why he believes the ratings are not going up.
Because these people are trying to make every one of these shows a political cause. And they completely, it's completely inappropriate to do that to a primetime television audience. But it continues to exacerbate the chasm that exists between the American people and Hollywood and show how out of touch they are. De Niro represents exactly what's going on in this country, where they want to, the hypocrisy of the left. They want to call out the president for certain things, and then they engage in the same behavior that they find reprehensible, except they do it in public, on public airways, where every American could see it and just see how deplorable they are. It's amazing to me that this kind of behavior doesn't get called out on the left the way that the holier-thou attitude that they have when they call it out on the right.
Staying out on the West Coast, Bill Maher on his HBO program said bring on the recession in hopes that we could get President Trump out of office. Former advisor to George W. Bush Karl Rove says this sort of talk is truly amazing.
But pretty powerful that a guy who has a regular program that is seen by millions of people each week feels so free to suggest, I want the economic difficulty visited upon millions of ordinary Americans in order to achieve my political goal.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business for USA Radio News.